Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah
Ches.
Heter Nedarim Porchin Ba'avir. The concept of Heter Nedarim is not rooted clearly anywhere in the Torah, meaning you won't find a pasuk that says that a Chacham, a Mumcha, or three Dayanim could be Mater and Neder, Ve'en Lohem Al Mashi Yismochu, and there's nothing that they can be Somachan in the Torah. The halachas are, so to say, flying in the air. Nevertheless, this was given over at Har Sinai as part of the Torah Shebal Peh, and it was given over to the Chacham, that if a person has Charata, that he can retroactively relinquish a Neder. Hilchos Shabbos Chagigos V'Mi'ilos, Harehem Kaharim Atluyim Besara. The Hilchos Shabbos, which Taisus Yontif explains, is specifically talking about, in this case, the halachas of Meleches Machsheves, and things like that, or if I have kavana to, let's say, not to be misakin something, to destroy on Shabbos, that's not considered a malacha. How do we know that? Or chagigas stam, carbon chagiga, Taisantva points out that maybe you'd say a carbon chagiga stam means just to dance. When the Torah says v'chagosem, how do you know that it means to actually bring meat as a carbon chagiga? And v'hami'ilos, which is a big chiddush by mi'ilo, which is a person that has mundane benefit from something that's hektish. So the example Taisantva brings, let's say a person has, let's say, money that's hektish money. And he goes, not realizing it's hektish, he sends a shliach out to buy something for him. So this is one of the examples that normally we say, ein shliach l'dvar avera, but in this case, if the sender didn't realize that it was hektish money, and the guy, and then the shliach went and bought something, then the sender was moel. The shliach was a shliach for the sender, and the sender was chayv mi'ila. And in the case where the sender realized after he sent the shliach that it was hektish money, and he didn't have enough time to get the guy back to tell him not to buy anything with it, then the person that buys something with it, the shliach in this case, even though he has no idea what he's doing, he's the one that's moel. So these are both big chidushim, and the source in the chumash isn't as clear. They're like mountains of halacha, hararim, hatluyim basara, that are hanging on one hair. Meaning there's not a lot of source psukim, even though there are, and asmachtas, but the basis in the chumash itself isn't as clear. And the halachas were given over the Torah Shebal Peh at Har Sinai. Shein mikra muot v'halachas merubos. There are only a small amount in the psukim, but there are a lot of halachas. And the third case, hadinin, which is dine mamonos, monetary laws. Vahavodos, these are the vodos of the Beis HaMikdash. Hatahares, being mitar something, like the shear of the mikvah, like the Gemara says. Vatumos, an example, the Gemara says, of tumos is the shiurim of tumos, certain tumos, specifically a sheretz, that the size that a dead sheretz is mitama is the size of a dasha lentil. Va'arayas, most of the arayas are very clearly spelled out in the Chumash. And this is coming to include, the Gemara says, a person's daughter from a case where he was ma'anis, a lady. Is the case that's specifically spoken about Bito in the Chumash is from his wife. But what if a person has a daughter from an anusa, who raped somebody? That's also an erva. Yesh lein amal sheyismochu. These categories all have clear sources, at least more clear than the previous cases. Hein gufei Torah. Nevertheless, all these cases are part of the guf of the Torah. Whether they have something that are obviously clear that they're relied on in the Chumash, or whether they're not as clear, they're all given over to Moshe at Har Sinai, and there's no difference between any of them.